Well, it was the Democrats breaking the law to leak intel on the Iranian strikes being effective.
President Trump is calling out the left after intelligence about the U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear sites was leaked to the press. The president posting, quote, the Democrats are the ones who leaked the information on the perfect flight to the nuclear sites in Iran. They should be prosecuted. The FBI is now investigating the leak, and the White House is now tightening its circle, saying they will limit access to classified information to Congress.
This administration wants to ensure that classified intelligence is not ending up in irresponsible hands, and that people who have the privilege of viewing this top secret classified information are being responsible with it. We need to strengthen that process to protect our national security and protect the American public. Leaking top secret classified intelligence is a crime, and people need to be held accountable for that crime.
Yeah, Democrats need to go to prison. Congress members, prison for doing this. When we find out who did this, they need to go to prison. That simple. And you know what's so crazy about this leak? It's not even been a week since the Democrats were out there wailing on Trump for bombing Iran without giving them a classified heads up first. Proving what you and I, we knew inherently. Both of us, we said the same thing on Monday. Oh, you can't tell the Democrats. Yeah. They'll call Tehran half an hour. They're as much enemy of this country as Iran is. That's why Iran funds their street marches. Not a conspiracy. John Kirby announced it. Biden's own spokesperson. I play the audio every day. I don't want anyone to lose track of the fact of Iran and the Democrats have merged. They are as much enemies of ours, equal enemies of ours. And when they work together like they did this week, I mean, lay that. It'd be laugh out loud funny if everyone involved here wasn't so evil. The Democrat, we don't know who yet, but the Democrats leaked this intel. Okay. Former intel officers interviewed by the Free Beacon described the document leak to CNN as so unreliable, quote, you can wipe your ass with it, unquote. You can wipe your ass with it. Why? It was marked as low confidence. So the Democrats leaked that to CNN. CNN's got to fix it. Because they know, I know, look, talk show host talking about stuff. If you've got low confidence intel, it's low confidence. It's trash. What they do is they collect it all. It all goes into a folder, right? Because you don't want to leave any intel out. You want to have the big block of it in one place, and they should. But what you do is when it's just stupid and you know it's fake, you label it low confidence and throw it in a folder. Just note it, okay? What we have been doing for years is listening to IRGC Iranian officials' cell phones. They're bugged. The Iranians know they're bugged. And so they'll say things like, oh, look, it did not destroy our nuclear program, knowing we're listening. That intel for years, if you read the Washington Free Beacon story, it's great. It's called Classified Report That Suggests Iranian Nuclear Program Still Intact, Likely Relied on Faulty Info from Iranian Sources. So their propagandists will say this stuff on the phone. That's why it's marked low confidence. It's always marked low confidence. We have to get it from sources we trust. We do not trust them. We have to get it from sources we trust. And of course, this intel contradicted the other intel, including the intel from other countries and the CIA. So Democrats choose one little part and leak it, even though it's classified, which is a crime. And look, I'm surprised they're doing this, okay? Did they miss the part where Trump has had a Congress member arrested for assaulting ICE agents, thinking she could body slam them? No. He's going to arrest you. He will come for you. The days when you just get to break the law because you're a Democrat and we have a two-tier system and Trump goes along with it because he's at less than 50% approval, those days are over, guys. They're over. What was so remarkable, Lee, was listening to the Democrats and the Ayatollah of Iran speak off the same talking points. But I guess that's what the Ayatollah pays for when He sponsors the Democrats' anti-Semitic street marches.
I just do not think the president was telling the truth when he said this program was obliterated.
Right now, we have no final battle damage assessment that would enable us to be comfortable or complacent about what has been done.
Here's the Ayatollah.
They attacked our nuclear facilities, which is, of course, subject to independent prosecution in international courts. But they were not able to achieve anything significant.
Yeah.
International courts. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Folks, yeah, look, if you want me to, I'm going to connect all the dots for you. How does Iran get what it pees for when it, by the way, this is illegal, illegally sponsors all of these Democrat street, the anti-Semitic Democrat street marches, as John Kirby, Joe Biden's spokesperson, admitted.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United
States.
What
do you get?
Some of it.
They bought Zohran Mandami. They made anti-Semitism hip and hot in the Democrat Party. And that's what you get. You get this guy wins a primary. So, I mean, they got their money's worth. They did. Somebody that, look, Lee, I mean, when you can't even share intel about a war or an attack on an enemy with Democrats because you know that they will throw you under a bus and call Tehran, it shows you how bad a place this country's in.
Mm-hmm. This borders on treason.
Oh, it's no, it's treason. You can't. Our founders would know what this was. They would be appalled. They would be shocked that Americans would behave this way. They wouldn't believe it. But let's not forget who the Democrats are. Last 3 days in office, what does Obama do?
Before Obama left office, he sent $1.7 billion in cash to Iran. The money was delivered in actual cash, stacked on pallets, and flown into the country. It happened in January 2016.
Yes, your pallets of cash, quote, right
yes.
there.
Yes, they thought we wouldn't catch them. That's why it was middle of the night on a plane, pallets of cash. We built this program. Democrats built it. It was ripped down. They fought for Iran to the absolute last moment, committing treason to leak this.
The Obama-Tehran payoff.
Yes. And I loved Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's righteous anger yesterday.
It's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump because you want him not to be successful so bad. You have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented him isn't true. So let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it.
Yeah, that's what they did.
He was blistering the press. And, of course, they fought back vigorously, but he blistered the press yesterday.
He did. But you know what the beauty of all that was? If this was 2019, let's say, where we didn't know it at the time, the FBI was censoring on X. Jack Dorsey still owned X. Mark Zuckerberg was threatened with criminal charges if he didn't censor true things, as he would later tell Joe Rogan, you know, by the Democrats. We would go months and months and months with this lie beaten into America's brains. Oh, it looked like a great strike, but it didn't do anything to the Iranians. And then in month 9, maybe month 18, we'd find out actually we did devastate their nuclear program. But it'd be like a page B story. No one would notice it. Because that's been the time, right? Like 9 months minimum for us to break through with the truth, all their lies, because they had such a wall of lies. We had no reason to count it. We've got X now. Lee, that CNN lie didn't make it a week. And it blew up in their faces, doing more damage, I think, to CNN and New York Times for the lies they told than to Trump. They can't do it anymore. They can't sustain a hoax, a lie for a week. And think about some Democrat risked felony prosecution to get them this classified data for nothing. Blew up in their faces. Why? Try keeping a goldfish if you don't put it in water. It won't live. You can't keep a Democrat without censorship. You can't keep a Democrat in an environment of free speech. It will die. Its ideology will die. They don't know what to do. They're trying to run these hoaxes, Lee. They can't. They can't run them. Worse, it's eroding what little credibility their media has left. The media's at 14% less popular than Congress. They don't learn. Well, you know what? Someone needs to go to prison. Maybe then they'll learn.